such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Everybody and welcome. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Father.
How you doing? Hi, everybody. I'm your brother, and I share with you, I'm going to borrow those words of from St. John and as he opens the book of Revelation. I am your brother. I share with you the stress, the kingdom, and the endurance we have in Christ Jesus. This is a special day for us here after 10 years. I mean, this is really an exciting day. So today marks the first day of the new Catholic radio voice for Chicagoland on WFSI Catholic Radio here on AM 750 WNDZ and on 88.5 FM WSFI. Winds of Change is proud to be a part of this this effort. And so we have a really very special guest today on Winds of Change, a person that is a member of a very famous and well-known family in Chicago sports history, the McCaskies. And I want to welcome Pat McCaskey to Winds of Change. I think you're out there. Pat, are you there?
Yes, I am, Father. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, no, thank you for taking the time. We really appreciate this. So, and you're actually the grandson of Papa Bear, right?
George. Yes, Miller. That's right.
That's right. And
he was my grandfather, my godfather, and my great friend.
Oh my gosh! Wow! Wow! Godfather as well. What a blessing! He was the what was he? He founded the National Football League, didn't he? The NFL? I know he was...
Yes, in 1920.
Right. Oh, go on, wait.
He was one of the founders.
Wow. And certainly your family together owns the Chicago Bears, right?
Most of it.
Yeah.
Yes, we do have Matt Ryan and Andy McKenna as co-owners.
And you're vice president, right, at this point?
I am one of them. We have many vice presidents.
Okay, yeah, this is way beyond me. So. Anyway, we're happy to have you. And I didn't realize that you were that you've actually written 9 books, which is really. It seems to me they're all faith based books. I was really impressed by that. I have a couple of questions or a number of questions. Now, first of all, we're really, really happy that you took the time to be with us for this segment of the radio. Can you explain a little bit to us about the... I mean, your family is definitely mission-driven, have really given a powerful, powerful witness to the faith, not only in the Chicagoland area, but beyond Chicago, throughout the nation, very faith-based. What's the driving force behind that?
Well, it's very much a family business, and our family is very much faith-based. When my grandfather died in 1983 at the age of 88, Father Bannett of St. Joseph's College in Rensselaer, Indiana, was the celebrant at his funeral, and he described George Halas as a man of faith and a man of prayer. And my parents are very faith-based. They have 11 children, and we went to Catholic grade schools and high schools, and about half of us went to Catholic colleges and universities.
Right. By the way, Bob Regali sends his wishes. I saw him this morning. They're doing work in the church, and he didn't actually go to school with you at Notre Dame, but he went to. He was with your some of your siblings, I think.
Eight of us went to Notre Dame High School in Niles, so it's a very good chance that he went to high school with one or two or more of my brothers.
Yeah, no, he certainly did. That's why I told him. He says, "You tell him I said hi." So,
thank you.
I guess your grandfather would be considered the patriarch. I suppose you know.
Yes.
And
yes, very much so.
And it seems to me your mother now is the matriarch of the whole family. It seems.
She's not real fond of that term.
Okay. I mean it in a good way, though, you know. So
yeah,
I'm confident that you do. She's 98.
Oh my
gosh! And
gosh.
I told her about George Burns at 98. And would you like to hear about George Burns at 98?
Sure.
When he was 98, Caesar's Palace Hotel in Las Vegas asked him if they could please host his 100th birthday party. George Burns said, "Let's wait a year. If you're still here, we'll talk."
That's great. Well, when I say matriarch, I mean that as a great compliment. So, you know, just I just think for myself and for others, our listeners, I think the what's most interesting, apart from the you know the, everybody's most everybody are they're lovers of sports and the Chicago Bears. They better be right. But where it's in this day and time when things seem to be kind of upside down, and I keep saying we're passing through a kind of diabolical disorientation. But to know that that there are people out there who really not only live the faith, but they're deeply involved in the mission of the church to propagate and give witness to the faith. I think it's. It's something that's we all need that strength, you know. We're edified and strengthened and inspired by that, and that certainly is would describe your family as a source of grace for all of us. God working in you and through you. What we're starting today is well. First of all, how did you get involved in Catholic radio?
About 13 years ago, I was asked to be in a group that is Sports Faith International. Sports Faith recognizes people who are successful in sports while leading exemplary lives. You know, we honor high school, college, and professional athletes, coaches, and teams on Pentecost Vigil at a banquet in. Right before the banquet, Bishop Pupraki says Mass for us.
Great guy.
And he is an athlete himself.
Right, right.
Plays hockey and runs marathons. So it's most appropriate for him to celebrate our Mass. And we have a wonderful banquet together on Pentecost Vigil.
Beautiful.
And a few years after Sports Faith International started, we had the opportunity to get a railroad radio station, WSFI, 88.5 FM. The tower is in Antioch, Illinois, and the studio is in Libertyville, Illinois, and broadcast into southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. And just recently, we've had a chance to expand to 750 AM. So we're very grateful for this wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, we are too. I'm telling you, really, this is a blessing beyond. I mean, this is we got a long story here, but I'm not going to go into that now. But I mean, just the fact that there's been this. So tell me about how the effort to get EWTN radio affiliate WSFI on the air for Northeastern Illinois. Or what prompted you in the WSFI? Because the general manager is Angela Tomlinson, right?
Tomlinson, yes.
Tomlinson, and you guys wanted to expand to greater Chicagoland via WNDZ. Where did that come from, or how did that happen?
We just heard about the opportunity and kind of took that as a mandate. And so we're on the air as of Wednesday, September 1st.
It's fantastic. A mandate. What do you mean by mandate?
Oh, well, it just seemed the right thing to do.
Okay.
And EWTN is excellent programming, and we're honored to be a part of it with and add our own local programming to it.
Okay, great. Because when I think of mandate, I think of, you know, God opens the door and we have to walk. So, fantastic.
It might have been like that, yes.
Yeah, right. You know, it's just, we've been recipients of, or we've watched how, because we consecrated our parish to the Blessed Virgin Mary back in 1999, and it's just amazing what's unfolded since then, even the fact that we're on radio. Which was part of the vision, but how that would happen, I had no idea. And it's just like those doors opened, and now that's why I see this as a great blessing for us as well. What can your listeners expect to hear on the new Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland on WFSI Catholic Radio here on WFM 750 WNDZ. I always have this problem, and 88.5 FM WSFI. What the listeners can expect to hear on the new Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland? Is that how they're dubbing that? Is that what they call it?
I think that's accurate, Father. From me, they'll be hearing about football and faith. Written the Ten Commandments of football and the Beatitudes of football, and the gifts of football.
Yeah.
If the apostles had played football, and a Bear's prayer.
Fantastic. We got to get these books. I haven't read. I have to. The books. You've written 9 books, and Bear with me. Of course, B E A R.
Bear with me.
A Family History of George Halas and the Chicago Bears, Sports and Faith. Stories of the Devoted and the Devout. That sounds very interesting to me. Pillars of the NFL. Coaches who have won 3 or more championships. Sports and Faith. More Stories of the Devoted and the Devout. Pilgrimage. Worthwhile Struggle. Sportsmanship. Papa Bear and the Chicago Bears Winning Ways. And Poems about the Gospel. So, you know, just the titles of these books tell me, gives me a little bit of, without even having read any of them, I'm sorry to say, but I will, because I wasn't aware of this,
mm-hmm.
but that gives me a little bit of a view into your soul, that you've got this this disposition for the propagation of the faith, which is, again, quite inspiring.
I was an English major because I wanted to be a writer. And
so you are.
been blessed with opportunities to have books published and have a couple more at the publisher now.
Fantastic.
So I feel very blessed and fortunate.
And then you have an audio book entitled Sports Faith Audio, right? This is
yes.
Yeah.
I did excerpts from the books to do 30 minutes of Bears history, 30 minutes on faith-based education, and 30 minutes on sports and faith.
Yeah. Now, and Pat, do you have your? I mean, do you actually have your own program on the radio? Where you do you actually speak on the radio as well?
I record essays and poems about sports and faith, mm-hmm. and the essays are 3 minutes, and the poems are 1 minute. And so part of our local programming is slotting those essays and poems throughout the broadcast.
Wow, you got to look into that. That is so needed today, so necessary. By the way, you're talking to the not only our listeners, but the two Tonys. I'm Father Tony or Father Anthony, and I got Tony Tony Snell, always here.
It's fascinating.
The two Tonys.
I don't even want to interrupt because it's so fascinating.
Do you have any questions?
No, I like listening.
So no, this is exciting for us. We're really, we feel totally blessed. And like I said, when you use the word mandate, it feels like, so Mother Teresa would say this. Somebody said, how do you know when you're doing the will of God? And she said, well, if the door opens, I walk through it.
Nice.
And
that's wonderful.
Yeah, really. And that's how we operate over here. So you're actually in the Chicagoland area, right? Are you in Chicago?
In Lake Forest, which is about 30 miles north of Chicago.
Have you ever been to St. Stan's? Have you been to our church?
No, I haven't.
You got to, anytime you're in the city, stop by. Our church is open 24/7.
Oh, wonderful.
We never lock the doors. It's a beautiful fit. In fact, we've just completed a major restoration. It's just absolutely beautiful. It's a historic church. It was one of the first. It was founded over 150, just a little over 150 years ago, and had the first apostolic mission to the Polish immigrants. Since then, of course, we've changed as the city has changed, but we're quite diverse in the sense that we've got Hispanic and Polish and, of course, English Masses. We've got 7 Masses on Sunday. But anytime you're in Chicago, anytime, it could be 2 in the morning, it could be 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock in the morning, the door's always open. So I'd love to see the church.
Thank you. What's your address?
We're right off the, you know, everybody sees us. We're right off the Kennedy Expressway. We're just one block north of Division Street. Our church is right on the Kennedy, not literally on the Kennedy, but we say we're the parish that moved an expressway because they wanted to take the parish down as they brought the Kennedy Expressway in. And so the people fought, and the expressway goes around the church, right around the rectory, but the rectory is attached to the church. We're right on the, as you're coming into the Chicago, as you're coming into Chicago, from the northwest along the Kennedy, you come right around our church.
Get off on Division.
Get off
Wonderful.
On Division. Yeah, it's right. There's.
And what's the actual street address?
The street address is probably 1850 Noble Street.
Right. So I think the easier way of knowing it is just getting off the expressway and hanging a right.
All
on
right.
Noble.
And then another right.
We're actually on Evergreen, right? That's.
Yeah, the address is Evergreen, but if you take it right out, you come off.
We're the first church you see when you get off Division, unless you're looking at
Holy Trinity is just a block down on the other side of the Division. But you take it right off the Kennedy, and then another right onto Noble Street, and then we're right a block and a half down. But you can't miss it. You know, it's a beautiful.
That's
church.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. So anyway, so what about the? The listeners, how can our listeners spread the word about the new Catholic radio voice for Chicagoland, in your opinion?
Just encourage people to tune in. As I understand it, will be Monday through Friday from dawn to dusk, and we'll continue our regular programming with EWTN, in local programming on 88.5 FM, but you can't get that in Chicago. So the way to hear it is on 7:50 AM in Chicago.
Yeah, that's exciting. It really, really is exciting. So we really, really want to thank you for your efforts, and also Angela Tomlinson and anybody else who was involved in making this this happen. Because for us, again, I say it's a blessing from God, and we're happy to be. In a sense, I'm bored with you guys. You know, that's very exciting. It's we all exist just to spread the faith, and it's nonprofit. It's a nonprofit, a not-for-profit apostolate, and listeners can certainly support through their effort, right, through prayer and financial support. So, we'll be hearing more about that, right?
Yes.
Very good.
We'll be having a fundraiser at Drury Lane. Saturday, October 30th.
Okay.
And Bishop Strickland from Texas will receive the Bishop Sheen Award.
Beautiful. Great guy. And you guys, and your families, you're really, which is to be expected, but you're real, major supporters of not only the faith and life. You can't separate one from the other, but very, very pro-life, which, you know, we all should be. It seems like a no-brainer, right? But but you guys, your family's been, it really, quite an inspiration, I have to say, quite an inspiration and really a light in the darkness. When Jesus says, you know, you got to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world, be that leaven, your family has, my God, the Lord has his hands over you. And as I say again, it's an inspiration to all of us, and we need that kind of inspiration in this day and time to maintain hope. There's people are really, really looking. They're struggling in faith, and they're trying to keep hope. But this is your family is a great blessing to the Chicagoland area, again to the whole of the our whole nation. So I want to thank you very, very much.
Well, we're coming up on March for Life Chicago on Saturday, January 8th of 2022.
Right. Right.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, listen. Anything we can do for you, or we're on board with you. So I look forward to meeting you at some point. And is there anything else you want to say before we take off here?
Well, perhaps your listeners would like to hear the Ten Commandments of football.
Yeah, that would be great. Absolutely.
Right. One. Football is a wonderful game. There's blocking and tackling and much, much more. Be enthusiastic. Two, weddings, births, and vacations should take place during the off seasons.
True.
Three, remember the Hupmobile and the original meeting.
Fantastic.
Four, all previous games are preparation for the next one. Five, obey the personal conduct policy. Six, work for the good of the league. Seven, win championships with sportsmanship. Eight, you shall not criticize the officials. Nine, you shall not covet other teams' coaches or players.
Great.
Ten, game times are tentative and subject to flexible scheduling.
Fantastic. You came up with these, right?
I saw my grandfather live them.
Okay.
I wrote them.
Fantastic.
Nice.
That is beautiful. You know what? I'm going to probably, before the end of the show, read again the letter St. Louis wrote to his son, because it sounds like your father was, or your grandfather, very much like St. Louis. How he formed the family and instilled the values and this moral foundation, this faith is just... It's absolutely it's inspiring. I can't thank you enough, and I'll be looking into these books you've written. So this is great. We'll try to maybe share a lot of this on the radio as well. So listen, Pat, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. I really, really appreciate it. And again, we're here. So if you need anything, certainly you can count on our prayers. Okay, and we know that you'll be praying for us as well.
Well, thank you, Father, and thank you, Tony. It was great to be with you. Have a Hall of Fame day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And tell you, give my regards to the matriarch, okay? And I mean that in a very, very good way, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, God bless
you. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Okay, everybody. Well, that's great.
Nice.
I'm Father Anthony on Winds of Change on the new EWTN Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland, WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ, and on 88.5 FM WFSI.
The time has come. Winds of Change is proud to be a part of the EWTN Radio New Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland. WFSI Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ and 88.5 FM WFSI, where you'll hear old friends like Al Cresta, Dr. Ray Guarendi, More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchek, plus Chicagoland's very own News and Views by WFSI Catholic Radio. Now, don't keep this all to yourself. Go tell a friend.
We are the students of of St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy.
Classes start in mid-August at St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy. To begin the enrollment process or to arrange a tour, contact Jen Edwards at jedwards@ststanschicago.org or phone 773-278-4560. That number again is 773-278-4560. St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy. Faith, virtue, valor.
And you're listening to the Winds of Change.
Here's some good news. We are pleased to announce that St. Stanislaus Kostka is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in answer to our Blessed Mother's call to open the doors. The Blessed Sacrament will again be exposed all day, every day, except when masses or other services are being held. You are invited to come and pray anytime, day or night. For your safety, we ask that you practice social distancing and wear a mask. Hand sanitizer is available, and St. Stan's has increased cleaning and sanitizing of the church, and a security person will be on site. More information can be found at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. St. Stanislaus Kostka is located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being with us. I'm Father Anthony on Winds of Change. This is a very exciting day for us, actually, as we begin this, as I mentioned, we mark today, September 1st, the first day of the new Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland on WFSI Catholic Radio here on AM 750 WNDZ and on 88.5 FM WSFI. And we're really proud to be part of that effort. Again, I say it's when Pat McCaskey said mandate, I immediately thought, you know, God's command, right? You know, this is what I want you to do. Do it. You know,
it was probably on that same wavelength.
Didn't know how to say this. No, I think when I mentioned Mother Teresa, you know, because I've always been inspired by that. Because really, you know, truly, it's for all of us as we make our way through life. We, you know, often how often people say to me, "What is God's will for me?" Well, the will of God is to do what we're supposed to do in the here and now, in this moment, and that is what, but to be obedient to the commandments of God and to be good to each other, to take care of each other, to give witness to Christ. In other words, to be conscious of the fact that the Lord dwells within us. You know, we abide in Him; He abides in us. While we can't fully possess Him, He has us. He possesses our lives, if we allow Him that possession. In other words, it's part of our, you know, as we go to the Holy Mass, our participation in the Mass is to renew our covenant with the Lord, to offer our lives a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, our spiritual worship, and then in doing that, we're fed with the body, the blood, the soul, and divinity of Christ, for the purpose, so that we not collapse as we go on our way, and that He reproduces life in us, you know, and then the will of God, you know, whatever, you know, it's living one day at a time, remembering where we've come from. You know, we've got this great grand history, this glorious sacred history we're part of. It continues to unfold, but we live the faith in the present in order to ensure the faith well into the future. And then if there's something very specific that God wants, you know, we let Him open the door. Sometimes we may have something in our mind and our heart, a seed that may have been planted. But I'll give you an example. I had a baptism on Saturday, and there was a doctor and his wife, who very, very nice people, who came in from Mexico for the baptism, and he was on crutches, and I guess I should have realized that, but, you know, as we were talking after the baptism, and they introduced me that he's a doctor from Mexico, and I said, "Well, what happened to your leg?" And he had polio as a kid, as a child. And so we were talking, and I said, "Oh, this is what inspired you to perhaps be a doctor." And it was, you know, it was what inspired him to want to give himself over to assisting others, helping others in the ministry of medicine. Mm-hmm. He's a physician. So that would be an example. But And I didn't write. He had 9 books he's written. That's and they sound. I mean, they're
sound
all
interesting.
Sound really
yeah.
very very interesting. So. Very, very good family. So we want to thank God that he took the time to come on. And, you know, with that, what I'd like to do is just share with all of you, because I suspect we have new listeners on the radio, and we welcome all of you to the Winds of Change. I'll let you know a little bit about ourselves. Again, my name is Father Anthony Bush. I've been pastor of this parish, St. Stanislaus Kostka. We're located right in the heart of Chicago. As I was telling Pat McCaskey, and I say this to all of you, our doors are always open, and this is really it comes from the consecration that we made of the parish to the Blessed Virgin Mary in 1999. It's a very very long story, but we're 21 years later or 22 years later, and it's still unfolds we be faithful. We're faithful to the mission. We're faithful to the ministry. We try to be accessible to the people. We have a school. We've got 7 masses on Sunday. We have weekday mass every night at 7 o'clock, confessions at 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock to 6:45, but often I'm in the confessional until right up to 7 o'clock, even beyond.
Just remember, we have a 7 o'clock mass.
Remember, we have a 7 o'clock mass right in the evening, Monday to Friday, and then the weekend masses again start 5 o'clock on Saturday, and then that's in English. 7 o'clock Sunday morning in English, 8:30 in Polish, 10 o'clock in English, 12 o'clock in Spanish, 5:30 in Spanish. We end the masses with the Chaplet of the Divine Mercy. We are a sanctuary to the Divine Mercy that was designated. We were designated a sanctuary to the Divine Mercy by I wish you were Pope, you know, but the late Cardinal Francis George. But wouldn't it be nice if he were in the papacy?
Yeah.
That would be a great blessing.
I miss him so much now,
yeah,
I realize.
I do too, you know. So, but he designated us a sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, and this was after our doors were opened 24/7, because it, again, as we went into a collective discernment, first of all, the church was falling apart. It's over 150. The parish is 152 or 153 years old. No, it's more than that. It's 150.
I think it is more.
155 or 156. 155 years old.
Doesn't feel like a day over 100.
No, it does. It does not. But the church was the neighborhood's gone through a lot of changes. When I came here, we were about this was the first Polish church, first church established with a mission to the Polish immigrants in 1867. By the turn of the century, this was one of the largest parishes in the world membership-wise.
Wow.
And I don't have the stats in front of me, but I know that, let's see, you just take the year 1892, and there were like something like 1,200 and some funerals in just that year, in just that one year.
You know, it's interesting, having gone to school and gone to, you know, high school, Holy Trinity, this area, I mean, it's so, I can't imagine what it was like to have a full school of nuns or a full school of so many kids.
4,000 students in the school, 70 sisters, school sisters of Notre Dame. The parish was under the, and is still, I'm a resurrectionist priest, but the parish has been under the administrative and pastoral leadership of the resurrection fathers. I'm by myself. I have been for many years now. It was incredible. Milwaukee Avenue, which was called Plank Street, which runs all the way to St. Adalbert Cemetery, where, by the way, George Halas is buried at St. Adalbert's Cemetery.
I was
reading that. But with 1,200 funerals in 1 year, that was the route to the cemetery. Mm-hmm. And so that must have been
Non-stop funerals,
you know. It had to be. Yeah. It had to be. And, of course, that was before you had paved streets and all that kind of stuff. You read some of the history, and it's unbelievable. We have a venerable who comes from this parish, a venerable Mother Mary Teresa Dujic, who is she was a servant of God. Mm-hmm. She's now venerable. Her beatification process is underway, but she worked in the parish as a sacristan and then eventually founded the Chicago Franciscan Sisters. Had her first convent right across the street. It's still there. It's not a convent, but they had their first convent in the lower part of the building, and so she's a venerable. We were, in fact, during the Jubilee year, her image was blessed by Cardinal Francis. Mm-hmm. Cardinal Francis, Cardinal Tsupich here. And we also had the founder or the inventor of the bulletproof vest, Brother Kazimir Zenglin, in the 1880s or 1890s, I think it was 1880s, maybe 1870s, he invented the bulletproof vest right here at St. Stanislaus Kostka. So that's, the rich history. It is a very historical parish. Now, it's got, with the expressway coming in, as I said, as I was telling Pat McCaskey and all of you, we call it the expressway that moved a parish, a parish that moved the expressway, mm-hmm. because the expressway goes around the parish. They wanted to take the parish down. They did take part of the school because the school was so large it went beyond what became the expressway, so they had to take part of that down. And then eventually changes began to happen very rapidly in the neighborhood. People were moving more northwest. And we had built, during that time, a high school. So the high school is now the grade school. The grade school that had 4,000 students has been torn down. But a massive, massive building, as you can imagine, to accommodate 4,000 students and a convent that to accommodate 70 sisters. But we have a beautiful, beautiful grade school. It was built as a high school, so it's really top-notch. Just a beautiful, beautiful school. But just so you know that in the here and now of our life at the parish, we are, as I say, a historic parish, but we have, our churches are open, our doors are open 24/7. With that, I think I'm going to take a break, Nick. We'll take a break and then we'll come back and continue with a little bit of the history of St. Stanislaus Kostka for those of you who don't know. And I'm inviting all of you to step through the doors of this beautiful, beautiful church. It really is beautiful. People come through and they're just absolutely stunned. Okay, so everything's changing today for us. And so let me find my, yes, here we go. Okay, so everybody, I'm Father Anthony on Winds of Change on the new EWTN Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland. WSFI Chicago Radio on AM 750 WNDZ and on 88.5 FM WFSI.
The time has come. Winds of Change is proud to be a part of the EWTN Radio New Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland. WFSI Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ and 88.5 FM WFSI, where you'll hear old friends like Al Cresta, Dr. Ray Guarendi, More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchek, plus Chicagoland's very own News and Views by WFSI Catholic Radio. Now, don't keep this all to yourself. Go tell a friend.
We are the students of St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy.
Classes start in mid-August at St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy. To begin the enrollment process or to arrange a tour, contact Jen Edwards at jedwards@ststanschicago.org or phone 773-278-4560. That number again is 773-278-4560. St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy. Faith, virtue, valor.
And you're listening to the Winds of Change.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy. St. Stan's is an exceptional private elementary school in Chicago, serving preschool, age 3 and 4, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grades. We incorporate Catholic values and rigorous academic, social-emotional learning, Chinese, Spanish, STEM, and more, providing our students with leadership and life skills to transform our world. St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy is conveniently located one block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. To schedule your tour, visit ststandschicago.org. ststandschicago.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being with us again. Today marks the first day of the new Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland on WFSI Catholic Radio here on AM 750 WNDZ and on 88.5 FM WSFI. We're really, really proud to be part of that this effort, and so happy to. Well, it's just a blessing. That's all I can say. It's a blessing. So, anyway, you know, I really want to impress upon everybody that our doors are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We in 1999, as I said, the church was coming apart, literally coming apart, and I had been trying to get money for this parish through grant writings and talking to the archdiocese, and really to no avail. It was just everything was falling, a big old church, everything was falling apart. And it became almost, it got to the point where these were life issues that were, you know, somebody we didn't want to, you know, I certainly don't want to put anybody at risk. But I had come back, it happened to be one day, and it was in August. I was actually making my own personal consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary using the directives of St. Louis de Montfort. And I had been in the chapel. I was making the Mercy Hour in my chapel, and I felt completely debilitated. I felt completely drained. I felt, really, to be honest, quite hopeless that I couldn't do anything. I hadn't talked to anybody for 4 months, written any grants. I hadn't talked to anybody from the archdiocese. I just felt like, you know, this is just entirely too much. It's too heavy, and we don't have the means to make necessary repairs that need to be made. At the same time, the neighborhood was going through so many changes because of gentrification, and property taxes were rising. We were losing people right and left. They were being priced out of the neighborhood. And so I went into the chapel. I was making the Mercy Hour, and while I was praying, just feeling this oppression, really debilitated, I in the midst of my prayer, and it was just more of a just being there, right? Just being there and just being, you know, here I am, Lord. I'm here to do your will, and feeling completely incompetent and the like, and heard Our Lady's voice, the Blessed Virgin Mary, say, you know, give me the parish, make me mother and queen of the parish. And I didn't, you know, get excited or jump up and down or think, well, you know, I heard it. It was the most beautiful voice. It was very clear. It seemed very normal, very natural. And I simply consecrated the parish to Our Lady. And then when that exactly happened, it could have been on the Feast of the Queenship of the Mother of God, I don't know, but she said, make me mother and queen of the parish. Gave her the parish. Within a couple of days, I got a call from the Archdiocese that we were awarded $1 million grant to begin immediately the work on the parish. And that $1 million turned into a $2 million grant. Of course, we incurred a major loan as a result, or a major deficit as a result, because a certain percentage had to be, it was our responsibility to pay a certain percentage of that. But the fact was that we got money, big, big money, to begin immediately the repairs of the church. And then by September 14th, which was the feast of the cross, the Holy Cross, the Triumph of the Cross, I made my personal consecration. And then the story just began to really, really unfold, and it became kind of a collective discernment. You know, the people in the parish because I didn't renege, I didn't hold back. I told the parish immediately, you know, that Sunday that Our Lady asked for the parish. We gave her the parish. I consecrated the parish to her, and then things began to unfold, and it became obvious, or it became evident to us, that she was asking for a sanctuary to the Divine Mercy, that she wanted the doors open all the time. She wanted more confessions. And as all this is unfolding, I'm saying to myself, well, you know, I can't do it. but you can do it, you know. You learn you can do it. You really can do it. And you do it. It's just like the mandate, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
As Pat McCaskey said, it was a mandate. And this was coming to me as a mandate as well. And then I begin to write reflections. And anyway, it's a very long story. But the point is that the church is open 24/7. And we have this beautiful iconic monstrance. It's the largest monstrance in the world, 9 feet by 9 feet. It's an image of the Ark of the Covenant and the Blessed Virgin Mary emerging from the Ark, and in her heart is the Blessed Sacrament. So a monstrance means to show forth, and a monstrance shows forth the consecrated host, Jesus, present to us in the Blessed Sacrament. So the whole sanctuary kind of centers around the Blessed Sacrament, although we do have, which was a gift from Father Seraphim, a beautiful, beautiful image of the Divine Mercy that was given to us, that came from Lithuania. But I really encourage you to stop in and pray. We have people who come day and night. We have police officers who come. We have people. There's so many stories. It's not about numbers. It's about what happens. You come through the door, and people. I give you just a story, for example. This probation officer was sent because we have a soup kitchen. We have a soup kitchen here on the campus, just on the other side of the corridor from where I'm at, here at the parish. And this probation officer was sent up here because she was one of her clients, not clients, but one of the persons mm-hmm. that she was counseling. She had to make sure that this person was doing community service, and so they said, well, there's a soup kitchen at St. Stanislaus Koska. That's you have the person you're dealing with lives in that area, in that vicinity. So go and find a place where he or she can do their community service. And she came, and she didn't know where the soup kitchen was, but she. To her surprise, the doors of the church were open, and people don't expect that today. And so she walked in, and she describes, you know, immediately just kind of falling to her knees. She says she was just impacted by this presence, and she was drawn to her knees before the monstrance. And she said she felt like all the dirt, all the garbage, the ugliness of her life, everything just began to pour out of her, like she was being completely cleansed, completely healed. And she said it became a process, but she said she never got to the soup kitchen, but she was coming back all the time, day after day, and even wrote a beautiful testimony. My Christina, who was a secretary at that mm-hmm. time, had met her. I had never met her, and told me about her and her story, and then she wrote the story down. Oh. And I had never met her. And then on the 150th anniversary of the parish, I was in the church, and the media, they were doing an interview with me. Mm-hmm. And I was sharing the story. And as I was sharing the story, after the interview, the woman came up and said, I'm the woman you're talking about. So I finally met her, and then wow. they were able to interview her. But that's just an example of people who have been able, they've been sustained in times of grief. They've been sustained in crisis. They find solace. You know, one of the things that the founder of my religious community, Bogdan Jański, who died before becoming a priest, but he founded the community, the Resurrectionist Fathers and Brothers, and he had written, I want to live in the temple of the great God where everything is found. In this sanctuary, I find all that I love most rapturously, all that I thought most truly, all of those most beautiful things I wish to accomplish. And I feel like I get it. I understand mm-hmm. what he's writing. And one of the things that Our Lady has said is, with regards to the doors opening, open the doors to sanctuary, that the cacophony of the world not shout into silence, the voice of the living God. In other words, we are so inundated with noise, a rude noise, that she's ensuring for herself, not only here but throughout the world, sanctuaries where people can come away from the noise and find not only solace but also healing, spiritual, physical healing. And I believe certainly that it doesn't surprise me that this is her work here in the heart of Chicago. It was a mandate that came to us, and we had no choice. But I guess we have a choice, don't we? But yeah. We have to humbly, if we're really in this quest for God, then we know that the Lord is going to use us, or he brings us into his, we're co-creators, we're co-cooperators, we're in his mission, the mission of our Lord in the church at a time when people are really, really searching. We're going to take one final break, and we'll come back and wrap up. Everybody, okay, so I am Father Anthony on Winds of Change on the new EWTN Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland, WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ, and on 88.5 FM WFSI.
The time has come. Winds of Change is proud to be a part of the EWTN Radio New Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland. WFSI Catholic Radio on AM 750 WNDZ and 88.5 FM WFSI, where you'll hear old friends like Al Cresta, Dr. Ray Guarendi, More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchek, plus Chicagoland's very own News and Views by WFSI Catholic Radio. Now, don't keep this all to yourself. Go tell a friend.
We are the students of St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy.
Classes start in mid-August at St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy. To begin the enrollment process or to arrange a tour, contact Jen Edwards at jedwards@ststanschicago.org or phone 773-278-4560. That number again is 773-278-4560. St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy. Faith, virtue, valor.
And you're listening to the Winds of Change.
St. Stan's needs your help. We are forming a group of volunteers called St. Stan's Cares to help parish and school families in times of need. To join the group or learn more, please contact Brian at 312-343-3222. And we will plan an upcoming virtual meeting to discuss the details. Almsgiving, it's one of the three pillars of Lent. Volunteer with St. Stan's Cares as a means of almsgiving.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Father Anthony, and this is the Winds of Change. Again, today marks the first day of the new Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland on WFSI Chicago Catholic Radio, or Catholic Radio here on AM 750 WNDZ and on 88.5 FM WSFI. We're very, really, really proud to be part of this. You know, I want to conclude. I'm just inspired after talking to Pat McCaskey. Mm-hmm. Really inspired by his family, and I think of the patriarch George Hallis, and I hope he didn't take offense that I called his mother the matriarch, but I think no. I just see that as a very positive thing, you know. And
yeah,
but the family is truly an inspiration. And I want to, last week was the feast day of St. Louis. We read this last week on the radio, but, you know, even for our new listeners, if you haven't heard this, because it just kind of makes me think of, you know, the relationship of a father to a son or grandfather to his grandchildren. St. Louis, the King of France, back in the 13th century, he wrote his son, he says, "My dearest son, my first instruction is that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your strength. Without this, there is no salvation. Keep yourself, my son, from everything that you know displeases God, that is to say, from every mortal sin. You should permit yourself to be tormented by every kind of martyrdom before you would allow yourself to commit a mortal sin. If the Lord has permitted you to have some trial, bear it willingly and with gratitude, considering that it has happened for your good and that perhaps you well deserved it. If the Lord bestows upon you any kind of prosperity, thank him humbly and see that you become no worse for it, either through vain pride or anything else, because you ought not to oppose God or offend him in the matters of his gifts. Listen to the divine office with pleasure and devotion. As long as you're in the church, be careful not to let your eyes wander and not to speak empty words, but pray to the Lord devoutly, either aloud or with the interior prayer of the heart. Be kind-hearted to the poor, the unfortunate, the afflicted. Give them as much help and consolation as you can. Thank God for all the benefits He has bestowed upon you, that you may be worthy to receive greater. Be just to your subjects, swaying neither to right nor left, but holding the line of justice. Always side with the poor rather than the rich, until you are certain of the truth. See that all your subjects live in peace and justice, but especially those who have ecclesiastical rank and who belong to religious orders. Be devout and obedient to our Mother, the Church. Work to remove all sin from your land, particularly blasphemies and heresies. In conclusion, dear son, I give you every blessing that a loving father can give a son. May the three persons of the Holy Trinity and all the saints protect you from every evil. And may the Lord give you the grace to do His will, so that He may be served and honored through you, that in the next life we may together come to see Him, love Him, and praise Him unceasingly. Amen. That was his letter to his son. I was reflecting and listening to, reflecting on the words of Pat McCaskey and just some of the reading that I was doing and things that I've known about the McCaskey family. To instill these values and this morality and the faith, and that one would spend his life or her life for love of God, for love of the church. There's so much negativity out there these days, and there's so much corruption everywhere. We're all aware of it. We're all disturbed by it, and yet it's always the and this is something for those of you who may be new to Winds of Change. We speak often of the Anawim. That's a little flock, because God ensures always for Himself a small flock who keeps the faith. Rich, poor, doesn't matter. It's just anybody. God, he brings us into this work. If we have the humility to say yes, and that means renewing that yes every day, and most especially when we participate or celebrate or enter into the mystery of the Holy Mass. Because remember and never forget that our true participation in the sacred mysteries of our faith, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which brings us to the table of the banquet to receive the body, the blood, the soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, our participation, it has to be first and foremost that we come in gratitude for the gift of redemption, the gift of salvation that happened on the Mount of Calvary, where we were redeemed and saved, and that the supreme high priest offering himself, the Lamb of God, in atonement for our sins, that single act is perpetuated, renewed, until He comes again, that we be saved from our slavery to sin and death. And so every Mass we come to participate in gratitude and to offer our lives a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, our spiritual worship, to use the words of St. Paul. So, yes, things are a bit tough today, but God is with us. He said, you're going to have trouble in this world, but have courage, be at peace, I've conquered the world. Everybody, thanks so much for being with us, and welcome to Winds of Change. We're really happy to have you. And stay with us, please. We'll certainly stay with you. Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you. Ciao.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see the the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.